Wall Street wrestling with a lot, the success or failure of the Chinese tariff trade talks, the breaking apart of Brexit. Latest is that it's just that it can't happen. But meanwhile, you look back internally and maybe some signs of a slowdown here. One of the indicators we watch is the National Federation for Independent Business Small Business Optimism Index, and it dropped for the second consecutive month. It was actually below expectations. Chief economist for the NFIB is William Dunkelberg, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. We shouldn't be worried about a recession in a when you've got full employment and interest rates at historically low level. How can we possibly go into a recession?
Exactly. You know, and people don't seem to notice that. We're so preoccupied with the nonsense going on with the politics and the trade talks and all of these kinds of fun things. And, of course, we have the Fed, who has now cut rates twice. So we wonder what that means, since the economy is really good, especially on Main Street. You know, it's very, very strong. So we did see a decline in the index for the last 2 months, but it was in the expectations questions, you know. Think business conditions are going to be better, you know, 6 months from now than they are today, and will your real sales be higher? So there's some discouragement there because of all the bad news about recession coming. But if you look at what they actually do on Main Street, then capital spending is really strong, hiring is terrific, earnings are still up at record high levels. So, you know, so they're going along well. They just, if they quit tuning into the news, maybe they would become more optimistic again.
But I guess, you know, the expectations thing is interesting because, I mean, if I'm a small, medium-sized business person and I'm thinking about, you know, expanding, opening a new location or expanding my space or hiring some more full-time workers or, you know, improving my technology and to get something more efficient, I guess there's an excuse to put it off for a little bit just in case things turn south. And it can be self-induced, can't it?
Sure. Well, that's the problem. You know, if we keep at this pace, we could talk ourselves into recession. If everybody spends a dollar less, we'll notice it. You know what I mean? In a cumulative sense. So we worry about that, and that's why it's unfortunate that we have so much bad news in the news, and of course on Main Street looking really good. But if you tune into the business programs, do you see anything about Main Street? No, you're watching you know, what's happening to 500 in the Fortune 500 or 30 industrials, but what about the 6 million employer firms on Main Street who are half of the GDP and employ half of their private workforce? You don't hear about what's going on there. And so you think the stock market is the economy, and it's not.
So talk a little bit about your constituency. You think about small business, you know, your mind can conjure up, you know, a bunch of one-hour Martinizing stores or something. These are not that small.
Well, you know, most of the small businesses have fewer than 20 workers. So that would be, you know, over half of those 6 million firms are very small, but there's so many of them. I mean, if you count the businesses that don't employ anybody, they're one-person firms, you could have roughly 30 million small businesses out there. 6 million are employers. Only 20,000 have more than 500 workers, and a few of those 20,000 are who we watch on Wall Street.
Can you drill down by regions, too, and see that, you know, small business on the West Coast is less optimistic than maybe in the Southwest or something?
We can do that. I don't have those numbers at my fingertips, so I will tell you that generally in the southern part of the country, people are more optimistic. The coast of New England and, of course, on California, less so. But things are crazy out there.
What is there a single thing that we need to watch right now? There's so many things on our radar screen, from, you know, the impeachment to Chinese trade talks to Brexit. What do we need to pay attention to?
Sure. Well, it'd be nice if we could pay attention to some real numbers about what's happening in the economy. So we should watch the employment numbers. Those have been really good. The last time we had the report last week, the number was really pretty strong, about 130,000, 140,000. And, of course, one of the problems we have and continue to have is that we can't find any workers. So the top problem still is I can't find qualified workers, even though my plans to hire are at record high levels, and the job openings I have that I'd like to fill and make some more GDP are at record high levels. I can't get the people, and so that remains a problem. Job growth would be a lot stronger if we had a big increase in the labor force participation, but of course demographics are different today than they were 10 years ago.
We're in a period right now when, you know, Christmas decorations are already on store shelves and being sold, and inventories are being ramped up. This isn't going to kill the Christmas, the holiday buying season, is it?
Well, I don't think so. I think we're ready for it, and consumer spending has been very supportive. Consumer optimism still looks quite good, and that's, of course, 70% of our economy. So consumers are doing their job. They're out there spending. They have a 3% increase in their wages, so that's very good. So, you know, that part of the economy is good as long as we don't depress them. Looking at the University of Michigan's index, that's in good shape. And when we ask consumers, do you think government policy is good, fair, or poor, we have more people saying good than poor, which is unusual. Hasn't been that way for a couple of decades. So they feel pretty good about how the economy is going, even though they get all that bad news on the TV.
Lithium for all. Maybe that's the antidote. Dr. William Donkelberg's chief economist for the NFIB. We appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Dr. Donkelberg, go to krld.com/CEO, or you can hear the whole thing again. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.